Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we'll get to our relegation story in a moment. We have a little late-breaking news in the sports world.
Yeah.
Good news.
I think it's okay news.
Depending on who you're a fan of. But the news is
breaking news
that the Seahawks have signed Cooper Kupp.
Yeah. Not bad. The homecoming for the Eastern Washington Native.
I'm just reading he's from Yakima.
Yeah.
Do you know who else is from Yakima? Do you know the other most famous people from Yakima?
I do not. I'm not familiar. When I drive through Yakima, as I've done to take my son to school, it's very depressing, and I don't see a lot of home of blank.
He was born there. The great Sam Kinison.
Oh. Well, I can't say any of that.
How about that?
He spent his time there?
Now that I don't know.
I don't really think of Yakima when I think of Sam Kinison, but okay.
He was born in Yakima in 1953. The family moved to East Peoria, Illinois when Kinison was 3 months old.
Yeah, so.
So can he claim
Yakima?
I don't
think you can claim Yakima.
Well, he's dead. He can't really claim anything.
No, but as long as.
You're not giving him that?
No.
You're not saying that Sam Kinison is Yakima's own?
No.
You're not saying that?
No. You moved it 3 months?
Yeah, he was 3 months old.
Come on. And I'm guessing he never went back. Like, I moved from Anchorage when I was young, but I went back every year because my dad still lived there. And even me, like, I can't necessarily claim Anchorage as my home.
You don't tell people you're from Alaska.
What?
You don't tell people you're from Alaska.
No, I was born there. I spent a lot of my childhood there, but I'm from here.
So where you're from is defined by what?
It's where you
grew up. Spent the well. What if you had multiple?
Well, it's tough because that's like the BTJ has this. My gal, so she split time between Japan, Texas, and Chicago. So she kind of says.
So what
this,
does she claim?
She'll just say all over.
Well, but that's. But what if we had to define it? Where is she from?
I think you spend the four. I'm going to say middle school to high school is where you got to claim that you're from.
So where is she from? You don't know, do you?
Japan.
Japan?
Japan.
Okay.
Yeah. She's from Nagoya.
It's no Yakima.
No.
But it'll do.
Yeah. Well, and I just hope Seahawks fans, like this is, these are.
They're going to love this one.
I know.
This is one where you talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
You know, there is disproportionate reaction to some of these moves.
Yes.
Sometimes we get too high. Sometimes we don't like it enough. Sometimes it's a sneaky good signing that fans are just like, whatever. But this one is going to be one that's pretty good. I didn't see the contract numbers. Did you?
I haven't seen it.
They're not out there.
No, Tom Pelissero had this like literally 6 minutes ago. I haven't seen.
I mean, it's pretty good, but it's not. I think fans are going to be like, oh, yeah, this one's amazing. And it's, I mean.
I'll say this. If I had to bet just throwing out a wager, midway through the year, Seahawk fans, and again, depending on the contract, they're going to be like, what the hell?
3 years, $80
million. Oh. Whoa. Yeah. Okay. How much guaranteed?
I'm looking for the guaranteed number. I don't see it yet.
Okay.
Wow.
Boy, that's a...
How old is he now?
He's 31, going to be 32.
He's an eight-year veteran.
And oof. I don't know how many times I have to tell people this. Do not sign 30-plus year receivers to third contracts. It does not end well. I think since if I'm not mistaken, I think there's been like two 30-plus receivers to sign and have a 1,000-yard season. It just doesn't end well. And this is why I'm saying, like, you're going to hear Cooper Kupp and people are going to get excited. Dude, Cooper Kupp the last three seasons, and it's not just numbers. Let me also point out the fact that if you go back to his 28-year season, which was 2021, that's when he was the Triple Crown winner. Receptions, yards, touchdowns, they win a Super Bowl, right? Since then, he has played 9, 12, and 11 games.
Oh, bad number. 3 for 45.
Okay. Thank God.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, I don't know if there was, I don't know who was reporting that. Dude, or if incentives were involved or what.
I about had a heart
45.
attack. 45. I was like, oh my God.
So, well, the 45, report was that he wanted 15 a year.
Yeah. And I'm guessing, so at 45, I'm guessing 25 guaranteed.
Or 30.
Somewhere in there.
30.
So the last 3 years, 9, 12, and 11 games. Obviously, the numbers have gone down from 145 catches to 75 to 59 to 67. And touchdowns from 16, now 6, 5, 6. It's not just that. You have to look at the larger picture. He is getting open last year. When you look at, like, Warren Sharp does this with some of the advanced statistics, he was one of the five worst receivers last year at getting open. He's just not open. He doesn't separate anymore. They call it successful catch percentage. So basically, first down, second down, third down, what sort of the percentage of the yards you need to gain on those catches. Through most of his career, he was one of the best in the NFL. He was in the high 60s. The last 2 years, he's below 50%. So even the catches that he's getting they're not meaningful catches. That means you're getting 3 yards on first down. When it's third and eight, you're catching the ball for 4 yards. Yards after catch isn't there. Catch percentage, like catchable balls that are going your way. It's just his targets. Everything the last 3 years in the Rams organization has been Cooper Kupp on a significant downturn, which is why the Rams, it was never an option to bring him back. Does that tell you something? That the Rams, who are a really good organization and have won a Super Bowl with him, homegrown there, right? Said he wanted to play his entire career there. It was never an option to bring him back. They didn't even want to restructure. The Rams just said, hey, man, you're either going to take a trade or we're just going to outright release you. That should tell you something about what the Rams are viewing here. They didn't want him as a third option. So while this can still be a productive player, at 32 years old and the last three seasons that he's had, from an injury standpoint and from an analytics standpoint, there is nothing. Oh, and by the way, he's about to go to an offense that, you know.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I think a lot of it's how they scheme for him.
Yes.
You know.
This
and
is
you've
just,
got Smith and Jigba, and you've yes. got Valdes-Scantling.
Yeah, so Cooper will be the number two guy, right? But with Smith and Jigba, obviously they're going to run the ball more. I don't think he's going to get 100 targets. I just want people to be braced for this, that historically speaking, going to new offense, not necessarily going to be a great offense. We don't know what to expect out of Sam Darnold, and he is on a three-year...
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Path to being washed, which is kind of what happens to receivers when they turn 29, 30, 31. If he finds a way to turn this around, and you can do it. Adam Thielen did this, right? Adam Thielen looked like he was done. And then he goes to Carolina, and there's been a nice little resurgence there. He's not the old Adam Thielen. So this can happen. But this would be a major outlier if Coop has a resurgence at his age and in this offense. So I just hope Seattle's realistic fans are realistic about what Cooper Kupp is walking through the door. Because I think it's a nice little, it's a nice little get. I think it's a very low risk. I think you probably paid too much, but you probably had to pay a premium for it because there's not a lot of receivers out there. I'm just not certain that this is going to be one that makes any sort of real difference for Seattle other than it gets fans excited.
Would you rather have Geno and DK for $70 million a year?
Mm-hmm.
Or Darnold and Kupp for $40 million a year?
I'll take Darnold and Kupp. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money for, I think, a fairly mediocre situation. And so I think I'd rather take the less money. And that's the weird part is I think Geno and DK, I don't think, they're better. They're better than Darnold and Kupp, but I don't think either one of them gets you where you want to go. So why not take the one that's a little bit cheaper? That's probably 80% of what you're getting from Geno and DK. It's just a weird offseason for Seattle. Again, it goes back into that. I don't think you're any better off today. In fact, I think you're slightly worse than you were.
They're just different.
They're different. It's just exactly. You weren't a contender before. You're not a contender now. And so I just asked the question, what's the long-term plan other than just to tread water and win 9 or 10 games, but not really be competitive against the elite teams?
I think it seems to me that the long-term plan is to get McDonald's guys in there.
Yeah.
The guys
have
that
concepts of a plan
that he likes.
Yeah.
You know, DK was a problem.
Yes.
As good as he was, well,
did you
he
hear
was a
Schneider
problem.
Yesterday?
No.
So Schneider came out and he kind of, in his own way, threw DK and Geno under the bus and simply said, dude, we wanted them back. And he said flat out, DK did not want to be here. He said, DK, for whatever reason, he said, you have to ask him. He didn't want to be here, plain and simple. And with Geno, he said, we wanted Geno back. We made Geno a contract offer, and he basically didn't respond to it. He said Geno never requested a trade, but he said, we figured out early on that this was not going to be something that we could get done, which means they had a finite number for Geno Smith, a number said, this is what we're comfortable with. And when Geno and company just said no, they didn't even counter, he said, we had to pivot immediately because we had to get on the Darnold thing. So that goes to show you that while they wanted DK and they wanted Geno, they knew that they weren't going anywhere with those guys. So they set a hard limit. And when they knew that that wasn't going to happen, move on.
All right. Cooper Kupp is now a Seahawk. Coming up next, relegation in the ACC on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.